Good afternoon. Can you believe it? The fall holy days are almost here. We're just 3 days away from the Feast of Trumpets. It's just around the corner, just a few more days away. So I have a question for all of you. My question is, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you really ready? Turn with me to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 16 and 17. And I want you to focus on how does this verse, and the next verse I'll be reading, how does it make you feel when you read this verse? For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. The race is over. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 and 52. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 and 52. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. The race is over, and we've won. Or have we? When we read through those two verses, a lot of times it stirs a really strong emotion in us. One of the emotions that we think about is, wow, isn't that great? That's the end. That's what we're working toward. That's what we want. We're working toward that. Jesus Christ has returned. The final trump has come out, and we're there. Right? Or sometimes some people will read those verses and think feelings of maybe some feelings of loss, maybe desperation, maybe a feeling of not being there, maybe being left behind. And so they may be thinking, well, yeah, I hear the verse and I want to believe it. I want to believe that I'll be there, but they can't help thinking in the back of their mind, well, yeah, maybe everybody else in this room will be there, but I don't know that I'll be there. And they look around the people around them and they think, yes, I can see that they'll be there, but I'm just not sure about me. It's too long of a race. Sometimes it's too difficult. I fall down a lot. I make a lot of mistakes along the way. I'm not sure I'll be there. And so there's that tension between those two very positive messages. That at the trumpet, the race, for some, will be over. But the fear remains for many that we might not finish the race, that we might end up somehow coming up short. So I'd ask you, how many of us sitting here today have privately wondered whether we might personally, individually, fail to finish that race? My purpose this afternoon is to show the answer to that question of whether we will be there, to show us that we all can finish the race, and not by our strength or power, but by the power of God. I'd like to tell you this story. It's a human story. It's a real story. It took place, and it's actually a story about a race. It's, in fact, a very famous race. It's an Olympic race. I would guess many of you have seen it. In fact, Mr. Luker referred to this race a couple of weeks ago in his sermon. It was an Olympic race in the 1992 Barcelona Olympics. British sprinter Derek Redmond was in the Olympic Games. He had trained his whole life for this race, the 400-meter dash. All of his life, all of his preparation had gone into becoming the very best for this race, this one race, this Olympic race. And Derek Redmond was ready. He was prepared. He was the British national champion. And as he went into the blocks in the semifinal heat of the 400-meter dash in Barcelona, eight of the top sprinters in the world lined up, and froze in silence, waiting for the gun. And as the gun went off, eight sprinters burst forth, around the track. And as in the 400 meter dash, they hit that curve right away. And so everybody's coming around the curve, and it's a very close race. And then all of a sudden, it happened. Derek Redmond, in the middle of the race, pulled a hamstring. It's an injury. Injuries happen in sports, right? But it was a bad hamstring pull. He literally went down onto his knees, eventually onto his back onto his knees, and you could just see the anguish because he knew the race was over. And the other seven runners sprinted off into the distance, and they crossed the finish line in close succession, and Derek was still there on the track, on his knees. And people came up, and they were going to help him. They were going to help him up, help him off the track. But he waved them off. He waved off the medics, waved off the security guards, and he got up. And he started running. And if anybody has seen this, he actually started running. And I remember watching it live. I was at Ambassador College. I was in the cafeteria. And a couple of people kind of caught it, and we were watching the Olympics. And we saw what was happening. It was like, he's going to try to finish the race. And he got up, and you could see he couldn't even put weight on his right leg. It was almost like doing the 400-yard hop, trying to get around the track. And then he started actually picking up speed as he came around the back turn. But you could just see the anguish, and everybody was feeling for him. And there in that cafeteria and in the stands at the Olympic Games and around the world, people started cheering for this guy who was obviously in last place, but he just wanted to finish the race. But you could see he probably wasn't going to make it. He had a really bad injury. In fact, they had the stretcher out ready for him back on the track where he first went down. And then all of a sudden, somebody came out of the stands. Now, you know the level of security they have at the Olympic Games? And yet somebody literally burst through the security, came down onto the track, and came up behind Derek. And if you see the video, he actually waved him off at first, thinking it was somebody else trying to help him. And then he realized, it's my dad. His father, Jim Redmond, had come down out of the stands to be there at that exact moment when his son needed him. And at first, Derek stopped, put his head on his dad's shoulder, and he started crying. And I know what he was thinking. He was thinking, Dad, I'm so sorry I failed you. But his dad looked him straight in the eye, and I know what his dad was thinking. Son, you haven't failed me at all. Let's finish this race together. And so they went arm in arm, shoulder to shoulder, across the finish line. And people were cheering them on all the way through to the finish. And they finished that race. They finished that race together. How many of you remember seeing that race? Okay, so for a lot of you, you haven't seen the race before. You're going to see it today first for the first time. And for the others, you'll have an opportunity to re-see the race. We're going to show a quick video clip of that race. I'd like to share with you the race of Derek Redmond in the 400-meter dash in the 1992 Olympics.
Sometimes the journey makes you weary. Feels like a long winding road. Sometimes this life can lose its meaning, but you might be surprised to find some hope. Maybe you're wondering where love is. You may feel it's far away from here. Maybe you're wondering where I am. You might be surprised to find I'm near. And when your life is tossed and you will know that you are free. So if you're stumbling through the valley, or if you're tempted to give up the fight, reach out your hand and I will lead you. I will be your strong arm in the night. And when your life is tossed and turning, and you are on the raging sea, I'll come and pull you from the water. Then you will know that you tossed and turning, and you are on the raging sea. Whoa, I'll come and pull you from the water, and you will know that you are free. Yeah, I'll come.
Did you notice at the end he walked right by? They had a stretcher there for him, and he walked right by. Now that's a footnote in history. I'll tell you something that most people don't know. In the Olympic record books, for the entry for that race, for the time for Derek Redmond, it says DNF. Does anybody know what DNF means? Did not finish, because he was assisted. He was recorded as DNF, did not finish, because his father helped him to finish that race. And yet I think anybody who watched that would say he finished that race. And he finished it, yes, with the help of his father. The Bible likens our spiritual quest to a race. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 states, "Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." Just as Derek Redmond prepared for the race, so too we need to prepare in our spiritual lives. And yet at the same time, preparation by itself isn't always enough. There will be times when we fall in our race. How many times do we have trials? Do we have tests? Do we have things in our lives that knock us down? And it's often the times that we least expect it, when we're at the peak of our spiritual conditioning. But we can't let it keep us down. We have to get back up. Vince Lombardi once said, "It's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up." But it's not by our strength and on our own that we can overcome and persevere to the end. Just as Derek Redmond needed the physical help of his father as he was about to fall, so too do we need the spiritual help of our Father God to support us in our most difficult trials. Will we be there at that last trump? Will we finish the race? The answer, we cannot finish the race on our own. We need to run with God at our side, leading us, guiding us, and strengthening us in good times and in bad, in times of rejoicing, in times of trial and testing. How? By reaching out to God in prayer. Let's look at the ultimate example of that. Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 41 through 43. The book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 41 through 43. Here is Jesus Christ facing the ultimate test, knowing that he would soon be giving up his life so that you and I could live, reaching out to God the Father in prayer. And he said, in verse 41 it says, "And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him." So was that it? Was that the magic cure? Well, let's read on the next verse, verse 44. "And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling down to the ground." God strengthened Jesus, but he was still in agony to finish the course that was set before him. The worst was yet to come for Jesus. Yet with God's strength, he endured it all. And God will strengthen us to finish the race. But the race is still there in front of us. It still needs to be completed. And we can't do it on our own, but we can do it with God's strength. The final trump sounds. The race is over. Will we be there? With God's help, yes. We cannot do it on our own, but with God's help, all things are possible. Just as Derek Redmond's father was there when he needed him, so too is God always there when we need him. The race is long, it's difficult, but with God's help, we will finish the race. And it is a race that we will finish on our knees. As we prepare for trumpets, let's prayerfully consider our race and remember to keep our focus on finishing the race so that in the end we can say, as the Apostle Paul did in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 7, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. And not by our will, but by God's will working in us, will the race finally be finished.